You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.
Hi, my name is Shariz Khan. I'm the project coordinator for Faith in Europe. And Faith in Europe is a project of Peace Child International, and we are near Cambridge, England.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for joining us, Shariz. Pleasure speaking to you today. Tell us a bit about Faith in Europe.
Pleasure's all mine.
Tell us a bit about Faith in Europe and how you got involved or why it started.
Well, the thing is, it's funny how I ended up in Peace Child was that I met a friend of mine in New York who's going to come work in England for Peace Child, and he mentioned this to me, and I'm like, okay, fine. So I applied to Peace Child last year, and I got in. And what they needed was they wanted a project coordinator for this Faith in Europe project they're doing around Europe. And me being like a Pakistani, it was quite interesting for me to come and, you know, work in a project for Europe. So it gave me like a third-person point of view, like an objective point of view to come and, you know, do this project.
Mm. Okay, and tell us about why Peace Child International started Faith in Europe.
Well, Peace Child International thing is that I've worked in the UN, and I've worked in structured organizations. And the reason why Peace Child appealed to me was that it's not a big NGO, and the best part about it is that it's youth-led. That all of us, we are on a horizontal level over here. There's no boss. We all work together. We make decisions together. So you have to take your own initiative. So I felt there's a good opportunity for not having a boss, but you can take your own motivation and initiative to work on projects. So there's less supervision, but a lot of teamwork involved here. So I thought it was a good opportunity to come and learn from all the peers.
Okay, and what is Faith in Europe then? Tell us what it's all about for anybody who doesn't know.
Okay, Faith in Europe. Faith in Europe is basically, it's a youth-led project, and it's an initiative taken by Peace Child International to actually explore the European identity and to see how people perceive, how young Europeans perceive the European Union and its institutions. Okay. And it's funny how the project started was that we were doing a survey on people's religious faith in Europe, and then we realized that, you know, people are very reluctant to talk about the religious faith, and so we then kind of changed the project, and the project basically evolved into a project about European culture, European identity, and about basically how people perceive the European Union. Do they want European Union enlargement? Do they want a closer union? Do they want their nationality before they're being European? So basically the project is to, you know, foster greater interest among youth about Europe.
Okay.
And yeah.
Sorry, I was just going to ask you, so where are you at the stage in this project and who have been involved up until now?
Well, we're actually at the end phase. The whole we were getting contributions from young Europeans across the 27 member states now, and what we got was that at the end we wanted to make a magazine, and we're actually towards the end, and May 9th is where we celebrate Europe Day, and after that the project will like kind of it'll settle down, and the project will fall into a distribution of the magazine which we're making right now, and the whole point was to get as many young Europeans involved in the production of the magazine, because we feel this magazine is like a good tool for Europeans to learn about what the EU is and to basically get more interested.
So tell us about the young people that have been involved up until now, their kind of ages, background, and what countries they're from as well.
Okay, we had an editorial meeting recently for the magazine. It was from the 15th of March to the 31st of March. And we had somebody from Romania, somebody from Czech Republic, somebody from Sweden. We had people from France, Germany. We had people from Bulgaria. And there was a girl from Spain also. So we had a bunch of people, and what we wanted was like an all-around perspective, and we had a lot of applications, and the thing was that we were funding everybody to come and, you know, work with us. So we wanted them to experience the Peace Child experience, because we have a diverse team over here. And then also to, you know, get their thoughts in the magazine and, you know, come up with something which encompasses European perspectives, basically.
Mm. So what's the kind of content of the magazine? If young people have been leading it, young people's kind of voices, what has been, I know you can't tell us what has been produced specifically because it's yet to be kind of printed, but what are the kind of general themes that young people have been leading on in the magazine and the kind of the style and content-wise?
It's a youthful magazine. It's very funky. It's stylish. It's colorful. It's got illustrations. We have brilliant designers who are making it, you know, more appealing to the young lot over here. So the magazine it informs you about the European Union, its different institutions, and how the European Union informs. So one bit is the informative bit, where we tell you what is, you know, things about the euro, thing about the immigration policies, and then we go into like some debates about the cultural aspect of Europe and how people do if they want the euro or not. So then we get into quotes and we get into essays, well, not essays, articles from some of our contributors. And so it's they tell us what they want from Europe, so what it lacks, what they don't like about the European Union, what they would like from the European Union to do for them. So it's a bit of everything. You're enlightened about the European Union, and then again, you hear. If I'm sitting in England, I can read about somebody from Estonia telling me what he thinks about the EU.
Brilliant. And what about the kind of premise about why a magazine? Because magazine is almost old school now. You know, there's so many new media platforms out there. You could have done a blog. You could have done a digital kind of storyboard or whatever. Why a magazine?
Well, it's funny how you ask me that too, because we did have a website, we had a blog, and we thought that in order to really use this material in schools and universities, magazine would be an excellent thing. And it's supposed to be a booklet, but then we thought no, we want a magazine because if you want to target the ages of youth from 15 to 25. I think a magazine will be more appealing. It'll be colorful. You would want to like open it. Once you see the cover, you'd be like, "I want to open this magazine. What is in the magazine?" So a book, you know, like I know we have websites all over, we have blogs, but actually to get people to really read it and get them in their hands, we thought a magazine would be a perfect opportunity.
Yeah, I'm still a fan of magazines, as you know, so that's cool. Now, tell us a couple of other projects that I know you're involved with in Peace Child International. Tell us a few about them.
Okay, Peace Child, we actually had a 25th anniversary last year. So, you know, Peace Child is 25 years of Peace Child work now. And one of the few projects we're doing right now, I would like to tell you about this project we're doing with DEFRA. DEFRA is a department. It's a Britain government agency. Mm. It's a department for environment, food, and rural affairs. Okay. And one of our biggest projects with them these days is we're doing workshops in schools and universities on sustainability. So we go to primary schools, secondary schools, we go to universities, and we actually tell children about global warming, about ecological footprints, fair trade, energy, waste. So basically around this theme was sustainable lifestyles. And we're educating, ambassadors. We actually go into schools and train ambassadors who then go out to different schools and they spread the word of sustainability. So that's one of the really big projects. Mm. And I would also like to tell you about the World Youth Congress, which is happening next year in Quebec. Mm. And the whole point of the World Youth Congress is that we encourage youth to be active in, you know, in community-based projects. And when I talk about youth, we're talking about Africa, we're talking about Asia, we're talking about South America. So we have all these youth organizations and groups who just send us a project, you know, for funding. And we look at the project, we see how it is, and we fund them. It's not big grants, but we actually fund them to take the initiative and go out and do work. So that's, and there are like a bunch of more projects which I won't mention right now.
Okay,
there are too many to go through.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap the interview up with one final question, if I may. And that's kind of on the future of faith in Europe, because you're going to do the magazine now. I know it's going to settle down, but where would you like it to kind of go? Is it an ongoing debate, or is debate's just going to end?
This is definitely an ongoing debate. And what really, you know, helps us in this project in the future, especially for next year, is that the next year is the European Union's intercultural dialogue. Mm. So what we want to do is we want to, for this project, we want this, we might come up with a second edition for its magazine. We might get more people involved. We might, it's ongoing. This project will go on.
Great.
Hopefully.
Okay, well, Suresh, well, thanks very much for your time. Really appreciate
it. I will tell you all my friend.
You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.